我今天知道了，今天我们有很多的高中毕业生。
If you are the student that graduated this past weekend, would you stand up so I can know who you are?
如果你是今天高中毕业，请您站起来，让我知道一下你们，让大家都来认识一下你们。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Only 6?
6位。
Great. Congratulations.
There should be 8.
Huh? 8 altogether? Great. You know something? Your class of 2016, right?
这是2016届。
I'll also be the class of 2016 as well, too.
我也是2016届毕业生。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
I'll be graduating in November the 5th this year as well.
我是在今年11月份将会毕业。
You see, your hair all white, you graduating from high school?
你头发都白了，还从高中毕业吗?
Oh, not really.
Oh, 我不是。
It's an advanced degree with the University of Toronto.
我是多伦多大学博士毕业。
You know why I study?
我为什么学习呢?
Not because I'm smart.
不是因为我聪明。
But inside, there's a craving for more of the knowledge of the Word of God.
是因为在我内心对神的话语有更多的渴望。
Because as I study, the more I found that there's so much I don't know.
我越学也感到自己无知。
And so I encourage that our students here,
所以我在此要鼓励我们今天在座的学生们。
Just like my parents, my teacher used to say, 学无止境。
就像我以前的老师和家长对我讲的, there is no end when it comes to living, learning.
And so when I was in high school, in college, I studied because I have to.
在我在高中的时候, 我不得不学习。
But now I study because I love to, I want to.
但现在我学是因为我爱学, 并且我愿意学习。
One of my close friends who is a pastor in Los Angeles, he says, Paul, why would you subject yourself to such torture?
我一个好朋友他在洛杉矶做牧师，他说， 老王，你为什么现在要承受这么大的困难呢和折磨呢？
I say, Waylon, it's not a torture, it's fun.
我说这不是折磨，这是乐趣。
You know why? Because I love it.
因为我热爱学习。
You understand what I'm talking about? When you love something, it becomes fun.
当你热爱一件事情的时候，这件事情就变得有趣。
You gentlemen, you remember when you are chasing after your wife?
先生们，你们记得当时你们如何追你们的妻子的吗？
You love her so much.
你如此的爱她。
That's why it's fun for you.
所以这件事情对你就充满了乐趣。
Anybody thinking that dating is a torture?
在座的有没有认为, 谈恋爱是非常苦的事情?
Only one.
只有一位。
Two.
两位。
Okay, I'll talk to you after work.
等一会儿我跟你们单独谈谈。
But I encourage us, not just only our high school grads, but all of us, that we need to create a passion of studying, not as I said, because we are smart, but because we feel that there's so much that we still need to learn.
我愿意在这里鼓励在座的不仅是高中生，而且所有的众人。 我们要学习，不因为我们聪明，而是因为我们内心有渴望。
There's another Chinese saying that say 不进则是吧？退。
There is another Chinese saying, saying if you don't move forward, you are moving backward.
Think about it.
请想想。
Now this afternoon, I just like to share with you a story here.
今天下午，我想在这里跟大家分享一个故事。
That's found in Luke chapter 5.
是路加福音第五章。
Verses 27 to 32.
第27节,
this story might be very familiar to many of you.
许多人可能对此故事非常熟悉。
But I hope that as you listen to this passage here, you and I need to ask a couple of questions.
今天我们再次来阅读这篇, 故事, 我们来问自己一些问题。
But before we jump into the text,
在我们来学习这个文字以前,
in my some 40 years of ministry, both in North America and also in Southeast Asia, I've discovered many churches. Not all of them, but many churches. It's almost like they brag themselves to be a showcase of affluent and righteous people.
有好多的教会他们, 自夸, 认为自己是一个 艺人和富人的教会。
But here's something, this is so contrary to the word of God.
但是这样的理念实际上是与神的理念相反的。
Because according to the teaching of Jesus, He says this, that the church rather should be a place where we collect a lot of hurting people.
因为根据耶稣的教会，教会是应该是一个有许多受伤的人和破碎的人聚集。
People who are broken, who is trying to incorporate the grace of God into the hurts and the failure of their life.
教会应该是一个地方，当破碎的人能够获得恩典，能够从教会得来的爱和关怀融入到他们日常生活中。
In other words, Jesus is saying that the church should be a hospital for sinners.
用另一个话来说，教会应该是一个生病人的医院。
Why do you go to hospital?
你为什么要去医院呢？
Because you don't feel well.
因为你病了。
Why is there a hospital? Because there are a lot of sick people.
医院的存在就是因为病人。
Well, church is a spiritual hospital, isn't it?
教会就是一个属灵上的医院。
You don't go to the hospital and say, hey, how come you're sick? Wake up, get up.
你从来不会去医院说你怎么病了呢? 你该好起来。
How come you have pimple on your face?
你怎么会脸上有粉刺呢?
You understand what I'm talking about? How, let's all stand and read together Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. Let's all stand up.
让我们起立来看一下路加福音5章27节。
Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. Now let's all read together in unison, whether in Chinese or English. Right? Let's read together. I'll read in Mandarin and Lei will read in English. Together, one, two, three. 这岁以后，耶稣出去看见一个税吏，名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就卸下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。利未在自己的家里为耶稣大摆设宴席，有许多的税吏和别的人和他一同坐席。 法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发言，说：“你们为什么和税吏和罪人一同吃喝呢？”耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我本来不准是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。”好， Thank you so much. Please be seated.
请坐。
If I can put this story on the screen for you today.
如果我今天能够把这个故事转到荧屏上，我们来想象一个镜头。 We can imagine this.
有一条人多声杂的街道，前面这样的地方，你看到圣殿。
There is a crowded street, and then at the end of the street, there is a holy palace.
And 在左边，你看到有个市场，人家在那边买卖讨价还价。
On the left-hand side, there is a market. Marketplace, people are bargaining.
然后右边有一个小孩子牵着一条驴，从那个荧幕前面走过去。
On the right-hand side, there is a young boy, guiding a donkey walking.
和反方向的人交叉而过。
And they cross each other.
在那个空间，就是那个镜头代表耶稣的眼睛，就 zoom in 吸进去，看到一个税吏坐在税关上抽税。
The focus is from Jesus. Point of view, and when you zoom in, you're seeing a tax collector sitting at his tax booth collecting tax.
看见.
You see.
看见, 这两个字非常重要.
Very important key.
所以这里我们第一个问题要问的就是耶稣看见什么?
The first question is, what does Jesus see?
而这里所用的意思，那是定睛注视的意思.
Seeing here means focusing.
有眼光的. 注视,
focusing with his eyes.
什么意思? 什么意思? 这里你看见什么?
What do you see here?
苹果, 你看见苹果, 你想到什么? 吃, 中国人就是想吃嘛。
When you see apple, you're thinking of eating it.
你知道我看到苹果, 我想到什么?
You know what I see when I see, what do I think of?
我想到 apple pie.
Apple.
你知道为什么我想到 apple pie?
Why do I think of apple pies?
要不要听? 没有时间，下次再讲。有人看到这个苹果，就想到他所喜爱的老师。
Apples remind people of their favorite teachers.
还记得吗? 可能中学、初中的时候，你喜欢这个老师，所以在还没上课之前，你买了一粒很漂亮的苹果，你放在他的桌面上。
Do you remember when you were a student, you sometimes purchased an apple for your favorite teachers?
可能有些人看到苹果就想到 William Tell, the story of William Tell. Remember the story of William Tell?
Sometimes people would think of a story of William Tell, 就是一个意大利歌剧的一个故事。
很多人看到苹果从苹果树上掉下来的时候就捡起来吃。
A lot of people, when they see an apple falling from the trees, they would pick it up and eat.
但是 Newton 看到苹果从苹果树掉下来，他看见什么？The law of gravity.
But when Newton saw the apple falling from the tree, he saw the law of gravity.
看见，你看见这个词重要不重要？
Seeing is a very important word.
你看见什么？
So what do we see here again?
水壶对不对？那100多年前呢，我们在水壶，我们是在那个 open fire 在里面烧水，对不对？
Over 100 years ago, we saw the tea kettle, all the time already.
Okay, 那水滚的时候就怎么样？我们就拿下来泡茶喝。但是呢，James Watt有一天他看到水滚的时候 ，when the water is boiling。
However, when Watt saw the water boiling,
他听到那个盖在那叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮。
He observed and heard that the lid was making a sound.
为什么这个盖会动呢？摇动呢
？Why the lid is moving?
他研究，再注意看一下，原来是什么？水蒸的力量。
He thought about it and he found the law of the steam.
他就再进一步发明。水蒸气。
He further investigated and discovered the power of the steam.
看见就是这两个字。
Seeing is the word, is the key word here.
那耶稣看见税吏，这个税吏引起他的注意。
When Jesus saw the tax collector, the tax collector Levi caused his attention.
因为他看的角度和别人不一样。
Because Jesus saw it from a different perspective.
那到底耶稣看见什么呢？
What did Jesus see?
还没回答这个问题之前，我们先来再问另外一个问题：别人看见税吏看见什么？
Let's ask us another question: How other people viewed the tax collector?
那我们来看30节 ，verse 30。三十节怎么说呢？法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发言说：“你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”
Verse 30, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to their disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?"
别人看见这个人就看见他的贪污。
Other people saw tax collectors as
就讨厌他。
They hated him.
他看见他的工作就骂他是卖国者。
They accused him of being a betrayer.
别人看到最税吏左近的时候，他们就闪开。
People avoided tax collectors.
我记得我在那个念神学的时候
，when I was in the school,
我们住在一个老太太的一个 basement.
We lived in the basement.
有三个房间
，three rooms.
那我旁边一个房间呢，是一位从美国南部到 Indiana 来念神学的一位黑人。
My housemate, living in my neighboring room, is an African American coming from South America.
我们两个非常要好。
Coming from South, we are good friends.
那在最后神学最后一年的时候，他就跟我们神学院旁边一所大学的一位从 Brazil 来的一位姊妹呢，谈恋爱。
In the senior year, this best friend of mine dated another girl from Brazil in another college.
他们不久就结婚了。
They got married.
毕业之后，我这位同学呢，就到一所教会呢，做那个 youth pastor.
My housemate became a youth pastor.
做得相当好，非常有成绩。
He was a successful youth pastor.
人家都很喜欢他。
A lot of people liked him.
但是过了一两年之后，忽然间他的太太一天，忽然间不见了，没回家。
After 2 years, his wife disappeared.
然后他发现原来他太太跟另外一个人跑掉了。
Then he realized that his wife eloped with another guy.
你可以想象他心里面是多么的痛苦。
You can imagine how painful he was at that time.
但是他一直在等。
But he was waiting.
终于过了三个月之后，这个太太终于回家了。
And 3 months later, the wife returned.
为什么呢？被那个男人抛弃了。
Because she was abandoned.
没路可走，就乖乖的回家。
By her lover, and she had no place to go, and she returned.
我这个同学呢，他是名，他的 family name 是William, okay?
Mr. William. My housemate's last name is William.
他就按照圣经和西亚先知这种的教导呢，就再一次包容赦免，再一次收回爱护他的太太。
William forgave his wife according to the scripture, based on the teaching from the Bible.
但是过了几个月之后，太太又跟另外一个男人跑掉了。
A few months later, the wife eloped again with another man.
同时呢，在外面呢乱花钱。
And then she spent limitlessly.
终于呢，这个我的朋友，他 first name 是 Adessa， 他 last name 是 William。就 Adessa 呢，他说，终于呢，他没办法付那个还那个债。
And my housemate, my friend William, could not pay the debt.
为着要保护自己，只好最后跟他宣布离婚。
In order to protect himself, declared divorce.
你注意到他太太离开他而走。他太太离开他而走。
When his wife left him,
后来他又宣布要跟太太离婚。
Then he divorced his wife.
那个很保守的教会就另眼看待他。
Then that the church he worked for saw him differently.
结果他陷入一个 heavy depression.
That was a conservative church, and he got in a huge depression.
你没注意到，当一个人最有需要的时候，却被教会抛弃。
Do you notice that in your great need, you were abandoned by the church?
就好像这个税吏被社会而抛弃。
Just like this tax collector was abandoned by the society.
人家看到他的罪行，就看他比贼和妓女还不如。
When people saw his indecent behavior, people viewed him as a criminal, as a sinner.
Worse than a criminal or a prostitute.
把他看得成为社会底层的人非常的糟糕。
你知道，当我在研究的时候，犹太人呢，他们的著作里面有这一段话。
When I studied the story, the Jewish had such a description in their writing documentation.
在那个时候，如果贼到你家的时候
，At that time, when a thief went to your home,
他所经过的地方或是摸过的东西才算是不洁净。
Everything the thief touched, was considered,
unclean.
Unclean items.
但是如果一位 tax collector 进到你家，进到门口，只是他进门口，你整个家就成为不洁净。
But if a tax collector entered your threshold, your house was considered to be unclean already.
人家看到他的时候，他就成为社会所拒绝的人。
When people saw him, people regarded him as a unclean person.
Social outcast.
Yeah, social outcast.
我在 Vancouver 牧会的时候
，When I preached in Vancouver，
我们的教会呢，是一间非常古老的教堂。
My church was in an ancient building。
所以没什么太多的空间。
We didn't have a lot of space。
所以结果我要找我自己的办公室呢，我就找到三楼一个小阁楼，很脏的地方，我把它清理干净，我就把办公室就放在那个三楼的地方。
I was trying to find an office space, and I identified a little attic in the third floor, and I could use it as my office.
那这个小阁楼呢，旁边有个窗口。
And there's a little tiny window in the attic.
所以我就常学 Daniel 哈，但以理常常跪在窗口祷告。
So I sometimes learned from Daniel who knelt down next to the window praying.
这个窗口打开的时候。
When the window is open,
因为这三楼嘛，所以看到邻居所有的屋顶。
I was able to see all the rooftops.
有一天我在祷告的时候
，One day as I was praying,
就有一个声音说，应该去隔壁邻居跟他们介绍教会， 分享福音。
There was a voice in me telling me to introduce myself and the church to the neighbors.
我就回复，跟神说，神啊，他们是外老外。
Then I replied to God, they are foreigners.
他们应该去旁边这些英文的教会吧。
They should go to the English-speaking churches instead.
那些教会应该来找他们，把他们带到教会去嘛。
Those churches should take care of my neighbors.
我们是华人教会。
We are Chinese-speaking, Mandarin-speaking church.
介绍之后，跟他们见面之后，也没有什么用处嘛。
We shouldn't need to introduce ourselves to them because of the language barrier.
那忽然间，圣灵让我想象到将来到天堂的时候。
But suddenly, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes, let me imagine one day when I got to the heaven.
旁边这些邻居要来到天堂。
These neighbors would come to heaven as well.
天使就问他们说，你们认识不认识耶稣？
And the angels would ask them, do you know Jesus?
不认识。
They would say, no, we don't.
为什么不认识？
Why not?
你们不是在住在教堂的旁边吗？
The angels questioned,
是啊。
Don't you live next to the church?
是啊，但是他们从来没有来告诉我们说耶稣是谁。
Then the neighbor said, yes, although they never told us who Jesus is.
那个教会名叫什么？
What's the name of the church?
圣道堂。圣道堂的牧师是谁？
Who is the pastor of that church?
王建熙，请上来。
建熙王 please come to the front.
认识不认识这些邻居？
Do you know these neighbors?
认识。
I do.
他们说，他们住在你们教会旁边，但是你们从来没有跟他们分享主的爱。
They said you never shared Jesus and the gospel to them.
你知道，当我想到那一幕的时候，我说主啊，可以，我去。
When I thought of that scene, I replied to the voice, and I will go, I told him.
所以再来的两三周，我就在隔壁那个 neighbor, 我就去敲门认识他们。
In the next two or three weeks, I knocked on each door and I tried to introduce myself to them.
在我们教会的西边有一个房屋叫是白色的 ,OK, 我们称为 White House.
There is a house to the west of our church, we call it White House because of the color.
里面住的一对老夫妇名叫 Mr. and Mrs. Ritchie.
An old couple, Mr. and Mrs. Ritchie, lived there.
我当我跟他们开始聊的时候，我就问 Mrs. Ritchie, 你们有没有去教会？
When I started my conversation with them, I asked them, do you go to churches?
我们不去。
No, we don't.
但是 Mr. Ritchie 年轻的时候曾经去过教会。
But he went to the church when he was young.
但是现在他从那次经历，他说从来不再去教会。
But then something happened, and the gentleman never went to church again.
我说为什么呢？
What happened? I asked him.
Mr. Ritchie 告诉我。
Mr. Ritchie told me.
Mr. Ritchie 年轻的时候。
When he was young.
是在美国加拿大经济大萧条的时候。The Great Depression.
It was during the Great Depression.
所以家境呢就非常的贫困。
So they had a difficult economic situation in their house.
但是他们还是每个礼拜去教会做礼拜。
But they still went to the church.
只是 Mr. Ritchie 那时候年轻的时候，因为家庭贫困，没有鞋穿，他就脱光脚到教会去做礼拜。
Because they were poor, he couldn't afford a pair of shoes. So when he went to the church, he went shoeless.
今天如果有一位脱光脚的年轻人到教会，我们会怎么对待？
So today, if there is a young man coming to our church without any shoes on, how would we?
我相信我们的年轻人一定会买两三双鞋送给他，对不对？
I believe you will buy two pairs or three pairs to give him as a gift.
但是你知道那个教会的年轻人怎么捉弄他？
But at that time, that church, he wasn't that lucky.
嘲笑他。
They mocked at him.
有一天当他进到教会的时候
One day when he entered the church,
有一群的男生
some boys
就拿针 needle okay, stick between the sole of the shoes
some other boys they use the needles and then stick it in the sole of the shoes
插在那个这个他们鞋这个底的那个皮的两个皮中间插在那边
Some boys, they put the needles in between the soles.
Mr. Ritchie 走过光脚走过的时候
，When he went there barefooted,
他就踢他一脚
，They kicked him.
把那个针插到他的脚底下
，Then the needle went into his bare foot.
你知道他那时候绞痛
，And then it was very painful at the time.
看到流血
，And it was bleeding.
他就 跑离开教会,
then he left the church.
And then he vowed that he will never return to the church.
他从此发誓再也不回教会了。你说当我听的时候，我心中都难过。 When I heard the story, I felt so sad.
有这样的年轻人,
we had such a young man.
不但没有把人带到教会来，反而把人推进地狱里面去。
We didn't welcome to a church, and we pushed him away to the hell.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里。 这段经文给我们的第一个信心功课是什么呢?
So the first message here is
我们怎么看待一个人，我们用什么眼光看待人，就决定我们用什么方法来对待他。
The way we view other people decides how we treat the other people.
假如今天有个年轻人来到我们当中，这个头发长到这个 shoulder.
Imagine today we have a young man coming to the church with a very long hair.
然后呢，穿一件黑的那个衬衫。
In black shirt.
Black T-shirt, huh?
Black T-shirt.
那前面写 ACDC.
And it says ACDC on the shirt.
Okay, 你们年纪比较大，可能知道 ACDC 是什么摇滚的音乐团啊？那后面转过来一个骷髅。
There's a skeleton on the back.
然后戴耳环。
And he had earrings.
如果有这样的年轻走来教会，坐在你旁边，我们怎么对待？
If today you see a young man coming to church in this in such outfit, how would you view him?
那现在我们回到圣经这段故事里面。
Now back to the story in the Bible.
刚才问的问题，耶稣怎么看这位利未人？
How did Jesus view this Levi?
这里让我们看到体会到耶稣看到他的孤单。
So we now understand that Jesus saw the loneliness in him.
看到他受伤的心灵,
he saw his brokenness in his heart.
看到他需要安慰,
saw he needs comfort.
看到他宝贵的灵魂,
and he saw his precious soul.
看到他在寻找生命的意义,
and he was seeking the significance of a life without knowing where to start.
耶稣看到他的潜力,
Jesus saw his potential.
然后呼召他来跟从他,
and called upon him to follow him.
成为他的门徒,
to become his disciple.
你知道这个, 这位税吏, 他名叫什么呢?
What's the name of the tax collector?
他后来成为圣经写马太福音的马太。
Later, this tax collector became Matthew, who wrote the book of Matthew.
你可以想象得到吗?
Can you imagine this?
弟兄姐妹们, 今天我们需要求主给我们这所恩典的视线, 耶稣的眼光来看待人。
Brothers, sisters, today we want to ask for the perspectives from Jesus so that we have the view to view other people.
不然我们怎么样能真正去关心他们，把他们带到主的面前来呢？
Otherwise, there would be no other way for us to really care for them and bring them to the church.
所以这里给我给你们的第一个属灵的原则, first spiritual principle.
Here is our first spiritual principle.
是什么呢？ 是关注人真正的需要和他潜能的发挥，而不在他过去的失败和他的软弱。
Which is pay attention to people's needs and their potential, instead of their past deeds and history.
你明白这个意思吗？
Do you understand this?
刚才记得吗？我提到，刚才提到说教会是什么？属灵的医院。
We've mentioned that the church is a spiritual hospital.
他们来到教会就是需要医治嘛，对不对？
People come to church for healing.
所以我们要看到他们真正的需要在哪里。
So we should see people's real needs.
还有他们潜能的发挥。
And their potentials, how we can maximize.
而不是在一直指责他们过去的失败和软弱。
Instead of blaming their history and their past failure.
我年轻的时候有一首诗歌我很喜欢。
When I was young, I really loved this poem.
副歌怎么说呢? 我先用英文念出来，再翻过来。 Not what I am, but what I should be when God's patient grace is finished in me. 不要看我现在的软弱，而是在看到我将来的改变，完全是神忍耐的恩典在我身上成全他的美意。弟兄姐妹们， That's what we need.
Brothers, sisters, 这才是我们需要的。
好，我们再来看第27节。
Let's look at the verse 27.
这时以后，耶稣出去看见一个税吏，名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”And
then Jesus saw this tax collector and said, "Follow me."
那这里第二个问题是应该问的是耶稣说什么？
The question is, what did Jesus say?
出招的重要是要看呼召的人是谁。
So we need to see who made the calling to understand the importance of the calling.
You students, when you're in school, if the dean or student call you, you will definitely go, right?
作为学生，如果系主任招呼你，你一定去。
你在公司上班，如果总经理叫你，我们一定会怎么样？放下一切的工作，到他的办公室去。
In the company, if a general manager called upon you, you would drop everything and went to the office.
当耶稣呼召利未的时候，
When Jesus called upon Levi,
他的呼召是带着特别的权柄。
He had this authority when he called.
而这位利未人，他心里面感觉到。
And then tax collector could feel it in his heart.
所以这里说他就撇下一切来跟从耶稣。
So then in the Bible it said he got up, left everything and followed him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们不但要知道怎么看。
Brothers, sisters, today we not only want to learn how to see.
我们要知道怎么听。
We also want to learn how to listen.
弟兄姐妹，今天你听到耶稣对你说些什么话呢？
Do you hear Jesus is talking to you today?
再加上这里告诉我们说，耶稣说，来跟从我吧。Jesus
said, follow me.
弟兄姐妹们，进一步，我们更进一步，是要呼召人来跟从耶稣。We
want to call people to follow Jesus.
不是来跟从一个牧师。Not
to call people to follow a specific person.
牧师会走啊。Because
a pastor could leave.
不是光光来参加一个教会。We're
not calling people to come and attend the congregation.
为什么？ 教会毛病很多,
because the church is full of problems.
对不对? 我们必须要帮助他们来跟从耶稣。
We want to help people to follow Jesus.
当我们紧紧跟随主的时候,
when we follow Jesus,
我们才不会因为思念或是人的软弱伤害而离开主。
We won't be easily leave Jesus because of a people's weakness.
刚才我提到我这个朋友名叫Adessa。
I mentioned my friend, Adessa.
我有一次到印第安纳，我们以前的神学院去探访教授，我们的神学教授。
I paid a visit to my college in the in Indiana, visiting my previous teachers.
他就把 Adessa 的经历告诉我们。
Our professor told us, shared the stories of Adessa.
我听了心里面刚才已经说了，我很难过。
It was a very, I felt so upset.
所以因此呢，我就想， 回到旅店的时候，我就想打，要不要打电话鼓励他。
So I was thinking about calling Adessa, encouraging him.
我挣扎了很久。
I struggled for a while.
因为可能他还在 depression.
Likely he was still in depression.
后来我就鼓起勇气祷告之后，我就拨电话。
So I started dialing the number.
那个对方，你听到那个响声， ring ring.
And you heard the ringing.
没有响两声，电话有人。 拿起来,
Somebody picked the phone.
我说, is this Adessa?
I said, 是 Adessa 吗?
他说是。
Yes, it is.
我说, 我是 Paul Wang.
This is Paul.
Remember me?
你还记得我吗?
他说, yes, I remember you, of course.
我当然记得, 他说。
我说, I'm in town till tomorrow afternoon, so do you mind if we have breakfast together tomorrow morning?
我跟他说我会在明天都在这里 你明天愿意跟我吃早饭吗?
我说我很想见你。
I'm so looking forward to seeing you.
他说好啊。
He said absolutely.
你知道吗? 隔天早晨差不多7:30左右 我在这个那个 Holiday Inn 门口等他。
Next morning at 7:30 I waited for him at Holiday Inn.
就看到有一个 穿白衬衫的那个头发也半黑白了 迎面而来。
I saw a man in a shirt with almost 50% gray hair coming over.
他看到我的时候，他就挥手跟我笑。
He was so excited, and then smiling at me.
我已经傻了，你知道吗？ 因为我以为他是还在那个 very depressed stage.
I was dumbfounded because I thought he was
still in depression. 我们看到之后就彼此拥抱。
So we hugged each other.
我带到他楼上，我们一起吃早餐的时候。
We went upstairs.
他再一次把他的经历告诉我。
And he shared with me his experience.
我说 Adessa, what happened?
我说 Adessa, 你
教授说你那个 very deep depression, 为什么今天你那么开心?
Yeah, what happened to you? Are you supposed to be in depression? Why you are still so happy?
你知道他怎么说?
Guess what he said?
他说 Paul, 是 I went into deep depression.
Yes, I indeed went into deep depression.
他说我离开教会之后,
After I left the church, nobody talked to me.
我就去一家一所印刷公司去打工。
I went to a printing company, getting a job.
说白天上班,
I went to the work during the day.
晚上回来也不想吃饭,
I had no appetite when I got home. I just sit there alone by myself in the living room.
但是有一天忽然间我是在想的时候,
But suddenly one day,
我说到底我所信的神是谁呢?
I was asking myself, who is the person, who is the God that I'm believing in?
到底是谁呼召我呢?
Who called upon me, indeed?
到后来他就说了这句话, 他说, Paul,
And he said, Paul,
我想通了,
I got it through.
所以他说, Paul, finally I said to myself, I would rather die than to deny my Most High.
我宁可死也不愿意来拒绝至高者。
Perfect.
Thank you.
你听到刚才我quote他的那段话, 你知道那个南方的那黑人他们讲话是有 rhyme 的, I'd rather die than to deny my Most High.
So, 这是一个非常好的韵律, 因为是, from African Americans from the South.
第二个原则是什么呢?
Second principle.
我们必须要指引人来跟从耶稣。
We have to call people to come and follow Jesus.
请注意下面这句话。 如同我忠心跟随主一样。
Just like how I follow Jesus.
你看到这一个原则有两段话。
You see, there are two sections in this principle.
第一段说指引人来跟从耶稣。
We want to bring people to follow Jesus.
这是我们服事的目标。
This is the goal.
这是我们教会的使命。
This is our mission.
后面这一段。
The second half.
如同我忠心跟随主一样。
Like just like I follow God faithfully.
这是我们生命的见证。
This is our testimony.
这是我们生命的流露。
This is our living life.
假如没有这个生命的见证和流露, 我们没办法指引人来跟从耶稣。
We cannot reach there to help people to follow Jesus without our real life.
刚才还记得我问你们一句话。 假如今天有一个年轻人进来, 头发长得不得了, 戴了耳环, 穿了那个黑 black t-shirt, 你我怎么反应?
Do you still remember I challenged you, if today we have a young man in a very awkward outfit walking to the church, how would you respond?
我们教会正有这样的一个年轻人。
We do have such a young man in our church among us.
他那个时候十五岁十六岁, 正在那个叛逆时期。
He's a teenager in the rebellious age.
父母要他来做礼拜。
And the parents asked him to come
他说,
to our church.
我不去。
And he denied.
你一定要去。
And you have to go.
好, 你要我去, 我就这样穿着到教会给你来看。
All right, I'm in this way, I'm coming to church, he said.
然后到教会呢? 到了教会呢?
And then when he came,
好, 我要看看你们教会是不是真实的教会。
I want to see how the church reacted.
你们说要有爱心。
Didn't you say that you have
好,
我这样穿着, loving heart?
看看你们怎么对待我。
And how would you treat me if
你说吗?
I dress up like this?
有时候他不是长头发，他是头发翘的四寸高。
Sometimes his hair was combed up, sticking up high.
有时候后面还有花纹。
And he had a very nice pattern at the back.
穿的奇奇怪怪的样子。
In a very awkward outfit.
你知道呢？后来父母告诉我。
And then the parents told me.
那段时候他们最痛苦的时候。
They were in huge pain at the time.
你可以想象孩子非常的叛逆。
You could imagine when a child is rebellious.
来到教会, 人家怎么对待他, 怎么对待这对父母?
How would other people treat the child and then treat the parents?
不懂得管教。
You could imagine people would whisper, they don't know how to teach their child.
你知道呢, 后来我们教会有一位长老。
Then our church, we have an elder in our church.
我们称他四方形的长老。
We call him a square.
你明白这个意思吗?
Elder in square.
他是那个完美主义者。
He's a perfectionist.
他过去了之后, 他过去离开世界。
Oh, he passed away.
所以呢, 我有一天早晨要为他主持那个丧事礼拜。
One morning, I was the host of the ceremony.
没有出门之前,
before I left, Paul said, my son told me,
昨天晚上, 这个年轻人, 那个长头发的年轻人,
last night, the young man 告诉他, in long hair told him,
他说, 那时候我来到教会, 我来到教会,
I came to the church at that
time. 人家就是用那个 另眼看待指责我,
everybody was mocking at me.
但是这个四方形的长老,
but this elder who is a square,
反而看到他的时候, 笑眯眯说, good morning.
And he was the only person greeting
glad to
him
see you.
With a big smile on his face, greeting him warmly.
你看到这个年轻人, 虽然那时候不懂得欣赏, 但是现在过了几年之后, 这个长老过去, 他特别的纪念怀念他。
The young man did not appreciate that in the very beginning, but after the elder passed away, he had this special memories for him and came to his funeral.
这个年轻人结婚的那一天,
so when he got married,
他们, 那个新郎新娘在婚礼的时候有一个特别的节目, 就是特别来道谢他们双方的父母。
At the wedding ceremony, there was a special program for the bride and groom giving appreciations to their parents.
新娘先来,
the bride went first.
大家都点头,
and everybody nodded.
但是当这个新郎,这个年轻人在道谢他父母的时候,
when the groom saying thankful words to his parents,
我跟你们讲, 在会众里面没有一双没有眼泪的眼睛。
Everybody's eyes were welled with the tears.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
他, 我这样简单这样说, 他说, 谢谢爸爸妈妈。
He went like, thank you, mom and dad.
我知道你们非常的爱我。
I know you love me so much.
但是我也知道我给你们很多的痛苦。
But I know I've caused a lot of trouble and pain.
特别是那个叛逆的事情。
Especially during my rebellious years.
后来他就讲，就是说有一天他要逃离开家的时候，
one day he was trying to leave home.
就从这个父母的窝房经过，
he passed the bedroom of his parents.
他就看到那个门缝稍微开了， 他就看进去，
he peeked through the door.
他看到他们两个跪在床前祷告，
he saw his parents getting on their knees praying.
他说， Mom, Dad, I know you were praying for me.
我知道父母爸爸妈妈你们当时在为我祷告。你知道这个年轻人怎么改变？ You know how this young man changed eventually?
因为我们教会每一年那个夏天呢都有一次的那个 high school gospel camp.
Every summer we had a high school student gospel camp 福音营，我们的高中生在我们教会里。
So 这个 second day 在 after during lunch he sat right across me. Second day during lunchtime, this young man sat across my table.
Oh, 这个在第二天这个吃午饭的时候，这个年轻人坐在我的对面。
所以我就开始跟他聊起来。I
started a conversation with him.
我说，你这个午餐之后有没有时间？
Do you have time after lunch?
Why?
什么事呀？
我说我想跟你聊聊啊。I
want to chit chat with you.
Why?
什么事呀？
没有什么太重要的事情，就是想跟你聊一下嘛。
Nothing important, just a small talk.
你知道年轻的牧师要找他讲话，他们很紧张。
You know, young pastors trying to when they try to have the conversation, they were nervous.
他以为说一定是我找到什么把柄要指责他。
He thought I was going to blame him and give him more trouble.
After lunch 呢，我就在那个 dining room 的旁边那个房间，我就在那边坐在等他。
And after lunch, I waited for him in another room.
And 他到了时候他就进来了。
So he came in.
他进来的时候你可以感觉到他很紧张。
And you can felt he was quite nervous.
我说, Jeff, relax.
不要那么紧张,我跟他说。
Why?
什么事?
我说, you know something, Jeff? I don't mind your attire, I don't mind your hairdo.
我跟他说, Jeff, 你穿什么衣服, 弄什么发型,
don't没关系。 What do you mean?
你什么意思?
I said, because I see your heart.
因为我看见你的心。
What do you mean?
你什么意思呢？
我说，你还记得你三年级、四年级的时候
？Do you remember when you were in third and fourth grade?
你是那个苏母哈丽莲，我太太，她是你的主日学老师。
My wife was your Sunday school teacher.
有一天，她回家很兴奋，告诉我说，这个主日学下课之后，你告诉她将来你要做牧师。
One day, my wife was so excited because you told her you want to be a pastor when you grow up.
That's what I meant when I said I see your heart.
That's, 这就是我就是说，因此我看到你的心意。
你知道，当我讲这句话之后，他就放松了。
After I said that, he totally relaxed.
长话短说 ，within half an hour, 他低下头来跟我做祷告。
Within half an hour, he was able to bow down and pray with me.
把自己生命再次奉献给神。
And he was able to lift himself.
你知道，当他抬头起来的时候
，When he looked up again,
第一句话你知道他问我什么
？The first sentence he said.
他说 ，Pastor Paul, do you have time?
王牧师，你有时间吗？
我现在要报复了。我说 ，Why?
然后我就说，为什么呢？
他说因为我带一个朋友来，是一位日本的同学，他还没有认识耶稣。
And Jeff said, I will bring over another a Japanese student of mine, and he needs to know Jesus.
你看见没有，半个小时之前他还是那么叛逆，但是半个小时之后他来到耶稣面前，他第一个想到是什么？他的朋友还没认识耶稣。
So do you see how different a person could be? 30 minutes ago, he was so rebellious, and 30 minutes afterward, he was thinking of his friend who needs to know Jesus.
他就后来就把他的朋友带到我的房间来。
Then he brought his Japanese friend to my room.
About an hour later on, 这个日本的学生 bowed down his head and committed his life to Jesus Christ.
And then, 一小时以后 this Japanese student also committed to Jesus as well. 也信主了。
弟兄姐妹，今天的挑战是什么呢？
So what is our today's challenge?
我们来看三十一节、三十二节。
Here's verse 31 and
32. 你看三十一节、三十二节，耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。”
So it is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance.
弟兄姐妹，请各位注意“召”这个字。
So let's pay attention to the word.
这个“召”是积极的、大声的呼召。
Let's pay attention to the word call. It is a proactive verb.
是大声的，是真诚的邀请。
It is a sincere invitation.
主耶稣给我们的教训是什么呢？
So the teaching from Jesus,
他要我们学习的信心功课是什么呢？
And he wants us to learn,
就是要我们关怀软弱的人。
He wants us to learn the lesson to care for the weak,
以神的恩典来抚摸他们。
And touch them, with God's mercy,
抚摸他们的创伤。
Touch their, brokenness,
医治他们失败的经历。
And heal their from their past failure.
好叫他们能释放被自己的罪恶所捆绑，被释放而来跟从耶稣。
So that they can be set free and they can follow Jesus.
还记得刚才我怎么说吗
？Remember
the church is not a showcase of affluent and righteous people.
这个教会不应该是一个富人和义人的教会。
Rather, it's a collection of broken people who wants to incorporate the grace of God into the hurt and the failures of their life.
而应该是一群破碎的人在这里寻找神的恩典来托管他们的生命。
So what's the challenge this afternoon?
所以这个今天下午的挑战是什么呢？
We need to get involved in the caring and the healing ministry.
我们应该进入关怀事工。
What must I do?
和医治事工。不然我们就没有别的事可以做。
我给各位一个很简单的建议。
Here's a brief suggestion for me.
从今天到年底，我们在这个教会或是这个教会的外面找一个人。
For the rest of this year, each of us should identify one person either within the church or outside of a church.
男生找男生，女生找女生。
Man for man and a woman for a woman.
向神祷告，主啊，有哪一个人，你给我这样恩典的视线来看他们，来对，来帮助他们，来鼓励他们。
So let's ask help from God so that we can have the mercy and the grace to help this person.
可能是一个软弱的。
It could be a person who does not believe Jesus yet.
可能是一个年轻人。
It could be a young man.
可能是刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹。
It could be a person who newly converted.
向神求。
Let us ask help from God.
向神要。
Ask this from God.
你知道吗？ 不要以为现在我们教会有70多人、80人，就是大家感觉到很说啊，没关系， 大家有那个 a lot of friends here.
There are about 70 or 80 of us. We have a lot of friends and we feel comfortable here.
有一次我在那个晚上在教会上比较晚下班，大概六七点的时候，我接到一个电话。
One day I got a phone call in the evening.
有个年轻人，其实不是年轻人，已经社青了，他已经在工作了。
There is a person in our church.
Okay. 他名叫做 Elton.
Named Elton.
Okay. 他呢就跟我谈了几句话，就很痛苦的告诉我说。
And then he told me, and painfully.
他说, Pastor Paul, I need friends in the church.
He said, "我需要朋友."
你知道他信主大概有三四个月的时间 already.
You know he has been a Christian with our church for over 3 or 4 months.
他说我不要再回去以前我的那个酒吧的生活。
And he said, "I no longer want to return to my previous life and spent a lot of time in the bar."
他以前说我下班的时候我就跑酒吧。
So whenever I'm done with my work, I would go to the bar.
我酒吧有很多可以聊的朋友啊。
I have a lot of people that I could make friends there.
但是现在我离开那种的生活来到教，我感觉很孤单啊。
But now I'm a Christian and I come to church, I feel quite lonely.
他说, Pastor Paul, I need friends.
He told me, 我需要朋友。
弟兄姐妹们, 当我们这样的关心，这样的服侍。
Brothers and sisters, when we care for these people and when we serve,
你可以想象我们的教会会成为怎么样的一个教会啊？
And you can imagine what kind of church our church is going to evolve into.
我相信有更多人愿意来认识我们的救主。
And I believe more people would be willing to come and know Jesus.
人家看到我们的教会会这么说呢，他看啊，他们如何的彼此相爱。
And the people would look at our church and say, Look at them, they love each other.
但是很可惜，今天很多教会，人家还没有听到教会的福音。 反而听到教会的丑闻。
Regretfully, a lot of people, before they step their feet into the church, they've heard a lot of scandals already instead of the gospel.
我相信如果我们愿意这样的去用神的那个视线，恩典的视线去看待人，去对待人的话，我相信我们会更多的年轻愿意走奉献的道路。
I believe more young men would be able to serve God if we all pick up God's view and God's horizon.
刚才我讲的那个年轻人,
the young man that I mentioned before,
今天他是教会的牧师,
he is a pastor of a church.
刚才我提到的那个日本的年轻人, Nathan,
the Japanese student that I mentioned, his name was Nathan.
后来我一段时间跟他失去联络,
and I lost communication with him for a while.
但是在2010年，大概6年前，
About 6 years ago，
忽然间有一天，我在 Facebook 收到他的一个 notification。
I received a notification from him in the Facebook。
他告诉我什么呢？ 他现在在日本工作。
I learned that he is working now in Japan。
但是他是代职侍奉。
And he is also serving as a pastor in the church。
A lay pastor。
A lay pastor。
Okay。 他在教会教主日学。
He taught Sunday school.
带领小组的查经,
currently, he teaches Sunday school and then and leads the fellowship.
开英文绘画班,
and had an English conversation and then have the spread the gospel.
你知道在日本他们的教会很小的，大概只有几，可能比我们这边是大概一半的人数而已。
So the Japanese churches are normal, generally on a small scale.
你知道吗？ 当我听到他是这样的侍奉主，
When I heard this is how he started serving God，
我可以说这一生没有白费。
I feel like my life is not wasted.
但是去年我又收到他的 notification.
And I got a notification from him again last year.
太太怀第二胎。
Oh, his wife got pregnant for a second child.
他要我们为他祷告。
He wanted us to pray.
为什么呢？医生说这个孩子他的脑部发育不正常。
Because the doctor said the infant had a
brain defect.
The fetus actually, the fetus had a brain defect.
所以医生说最好呢把它打掉。
So it's suggested that you had to let the infant fetus go.
因为这个孩子生下来他不会活过几个小时。
Because the fetus will have a severe life challenge and will not live for over a few hours.
但是他们夫妻祷告之后决定把这个孩子生下来。
But the couple prayed and then they have decided to continue the pregnancy and give birth to the child.
就是短短几个小时，半天也好，他们愿意抱着这个小孩子的生命来一起敬拜神。
Even they know the child won't live for over half a day, they still would love to hold the child, hold the baby, pray and worship.
你知道啊，他的太太的父母还没信主，就好像不明白，也好像不，还是好像反对他们这样做。
So his father and the mother-in-law, they are not Christian yet. They are not. They couldn't agree this.
长话短说。
So long story short.
后来他们把这个孩子生下来。
So they finally brought the baby to the world.
你知道吗？ 他的 father-in-law, mother-in-law, 还有他的 sister-in-law, 后来把心门打开，接受耶稣做他们个人的救主。
所以他的太太家里人就都信主了。弟兄姐妹们，你看到这个年轻人，长头发的年轻人。
被关怀之后，他生命的改变带来后面多少人的生命给他们灿烂的影响。
So do you see when the young man with the long hair in awkward outfit coming to the church, once his life is changed, he has significantly influenced the other people's life.
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意看见这样的服侍，这样的生命的关怀改变，在这个教会？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to see the similar caring take place in our church as well?
从你开始,
let's start from you.
从你开始,
let's start from you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
当我们低头的时候,
as we bow down our head,
我求圣灵今天 用他的话来感动你们的心门。
I ask the Holy Spirit to touch everybody's heart using His words.
你愿意不愿意在主的面前祷告说，主啊，求你给我一样这样的一位，来叫我懂得怎么样去关心他。
Are you willing to ask God, so that we have the caring heart for other people?
可能今天你没办法听到一个答案。
You may not be able to know the answer today.
可能你没办法想到任何一个人。
You may not. Think of any specific person today.
但是你愿不愿意再来这个礼拜，每一天在神面前向他求？
But are you willing to ask this from God?
也向神求说，主啊，你帮助我先在我生命当中起生命的作用，让我懂得怎么样忠心来跟随你。
And you can ask God, for His help, so that you know how to follow Him faithfully.
你向神祷告好不好？
Do you want to pray for God?
天父，求你开我们的眼睛，看到你来是为罪人和病有病的人。Dear
Heavenly Father, please open our eyes so that we acknowledge that you are coming for the sick and for the sinners.
感动我们学习你的关心，你的视线去关心周遭的人。Help
us learn your how to care for the people surrounding us.
释放我们离开我们的自我中心。
Set us free so that we are no longer selfish.
我们自私自利的生活,
so that we are not self-centered.
Oh, 求主你怜悯，求你赦免，求你宝血遮盖。
Oh God, please, please shed us with your precious blood and please set us free.
而用你的慈悲，透过圣灵的充满我们的心怀。
And please fulfill us with your mercy.
来帮助我们。 成为周遭人恩典的导管。
And help us to become a blessing channel for the other people.
因此主，你就将得救的人数加在这个教会里面。
And then you add more people who are saved to this church.
哦，求主你圣灵工作。
Oh God, please work through us.
我们这样的祷告不配。
We're praying in the Jesus' name.
完全是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名求。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.